Bedtime Bites presents The Magic Mirror and the Hidden Door. In a cozy cottage nestled at the edge of an enchanted forest lived a curious little girl named Maple. She had wild, curly hair, the color of autumn leaves, and eyes that sparkled like dewdrops in the morning sun. Maple loved nothing more than exploring the nooks and crannies of her home, always on the lookout for new adventures. One rainy afternoon, while her parents were busy baking cookies in the kitchen, Maple decided to investigate the dusty attic. As she climbed the creaky stairs, her heart raced with excitement. The attic was full of forgotten treasures and mysterious objects covered in cobwebs. In the far corner, something caught her eye. It was an old, ornate mirror with a golden frame, leaning against the wall. Maple approached it cautiously, her reflection growing clearer with each step. But as she stood before it, she gasped in surprise. Instead of her own image, she saw a magical garden filled with flowers of every color imaginable. "Hello there," chirped a tiny voice. Maple looked closer and saw a small, glittering fairy waving at her from inside the mirror. "I'm Pixie, the guardian of this magic mirror. Would you like to come and play?" Maple's eyes widened with wonder. "Oh, yes, please," she exclaimed. "But how do I get in?" Pixie giggled and pointed to Maple's left. "Just look for the hidden door." Maple turned and saw what looked like an ordinary wooden panel in the wall. But as she ran her fingers along its edge, she felt a slight bump. She pressed it gently, and to her amazement, the panel swung open, revealing a secret passageway bathed in soft, golden light. Without hesitation, Maple stepped through the doorway and found herself in the breathtaking garden she had seen in the mirror. Flowers as tall as trees swayed in a warm breeze, and butterflies with wings like stained glass fluttered by. Pixie flew up to Maple, sprinkling magical dust that made the little girl shrink down to fairy size. "Now we can explore together," the fairy exclaimed. And so began Maple's extraordinary adventure. She and Pixie rode on the backs of friendly ladybugs, slid down slippery flower petals, and played hide-and-seek among the towering blades of grass. As they explored, Maple noticed that some of the flowers looked sad and droopy. "What's wrong with them?" she asked Pixie. The fairy's wings drooped. "They're wilting because they haven't heard any stories lately. Flowers in this magical garden need stories to stay healthy and vibrant." Maple's face lit up. "I know lots of stories. Can I tell them to the flowers?" Pixie clapped her tiny hands in delight. "Oh yes, that would be wonderful." So Maple sat on a soft mushroom and began to tell her favorite tales to the flowers. As she spoke, the garden came alive with color and music. The wilting flowers perked up, their petals unfurling to listen closely. When Maple finished her last story, the entire garden burst into applause. Even the trees swayed their branches in appreciation. The once sad flowers now stood tall and proud, their colors more vivid than ever. Pixie hugged Maple tightly. "Thank you, Maple. You've saved our garden with your wonderful stories." Just then, Maple heard her mother's voice calling from far away. "Oh no," she said. "I have to go home now." Pixie nodded understandingly. "Don't worry, Maple. You can come back anytime through the magic mirror. Just remember to bring more stories." With a wave goodbye, Maple made her way back through the hidden door and found herself in the attic once more. As she closed the panel behind her, she heard her mother's footsteps on the stairs. "There you are, Maple," her mother said. "The cookies are ready. What have you been up to?" Maple smiled mysteriously. "Oh, just exploring, Mommy, and I have the most amazing story to tell you."